BAMF Mayor Karen Sorensen joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, Rob. How are you doing?
Good. So this afternoon, the Fenlands BAMF Recreation Center are hosting the Connect Open House. Will you be there today?
I absolutely will. I hope to be there for the duration, and I really encourage all Bow Valley residents to come out. I think that what happens in Banff affects both Canmore and Banff, as far as Lake Louise as well. It's from 4 to 7 at the Fenlands. For the first 100 people, we're giving away a free green-lid compostable food scrap bin. And this was an item that's been created by Canadians, and it was featured on Dragon's Den. And I really encourage people to come. We want our residents to know this is an open house concept. There's no need to stay for 3 hours, for an hour. You come and go as you please. The Fenlands is set up in almost a trade show atmosphere, so you can approach whatever table you choose and speak to whichever administrator you choose to on the topics that are of greatest interest to you. Please come out, whether you have 20 minutes or 3 hours. We'd love to see you there.
And it's an opportunity to learn about some of the initiatives that the town of Banff is working on, including the Recreation Programs and Services Master Plan. I understand you accepted that at council yesterday as a guiding document.
Yeah, we did. The whole document is posted on the website. It's very lengthy. It has a lot of statistics in it. We had a lot of residents participate with online, telephone, focus groups, and it basically recommends approaches to how we need to be delivering recreation programs and also how we need to adapt to some changing trends that we're seeing in recreation.
Any big highlights or takeaways that people should know about from that one?
One issue in Banff is that the timing of recreation programs sometimes doesn't always fit into people's work schedules. Also, there was a real focus on awareness that people aren't necessarily aware of all of the recreation programs that are offered in our community, and certainly a big focus on partnerships, that the town of Banff doesn't and can't provide all recreation programming, and that working with our partners is crucial in terms of providing a wide variety of programming.
Banff Town Council also moved first reading and called a public hearing for April 13th on Land Use Bylaw Amendment 346. Can you break this one down for us in layman's terms?
At the very basic level, this bylaw allows properties to transfer allotted commercial space from one property to another under very specific conditions. Council actually passed a version of this back in 2013, but Parks Canada did have some concerns with the way it was presented at that time. Everybody went back to the drawing board, and now Bylaw 346 incorporates some changes to address those concerns.
Banff Council also met with a few delegations on Monday, and one of them was Parks Canada with an update on the replacement of the Spray River Bridge.
The Spray River Bridge is the bridge that crosses from Bow Falls on the golf course road over to the golf course, and it needs some tender loving care, and Parks Canada is working to replace that bridge. They'll actually put a replacement bridge in while the construction is taking place. I believe it was by the fall we'll see a brand new bridge there.
Another interesting new initiative from the town of Banff is traffic cameras.
Going back to Connect, that's something else that'll be there this evening. We're launching traffic cams on banff.ca and banffmaps.ca, and the cameras are going to be located on Spray, Mountain, and Banff Avenue at the bridge location. Residents and visitors can actually see how busy the roads are before they head out in their vehicles, and perhaps that will change some behaviors and timing of being on those roads, and it also may inspire some people to choose transit or cycling or walking to their destination.
Great update from Banff Council, and of course you'll learn a lot more information from 4 to 7 o'clock tonight at the Fenlands. Also an opportunity to meet with members of council as well as administration, have a chat with them one-on-one, provide your input. It's the Connect Open House. Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for joining me on the show, and have fun at the open house today.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later.